Dear investors, my name is Andri Avila. I'm the CFO of Eesti Energia. Let's take now a look at the results of 2017 of Eesti Energia. Hopefully, you have managed to download the presentation from our website. Let's start with slide three, where an overview of Eesti Energia's 2017 results is shown. Sales revenues of the group increased by 2% to 754 million euros, while EBITDA declined by 19% to 264 million euros. We will go into more detail on each of these results later on in the presentation, but briefly summarizing, the growth in sales revenues was primarily driven by shale oil sales. The decline in EBITDA was mainly explained by the reduction of the liquidated damages that Eesti Energia receives related to the Auvere power plant. These damages from GE were accounted both in 2016 and 2017, but the amount was higher in 2016. Eesti Energia's operating cash flow amounted to 269 million euros in 2017, up by 34% from a year before. Capital expenditure was almost flat compared to 2016, totaling 144 million euros. On the following slide four, let's look at the price developments in our major Nord Pool electricity markets. There was not much movement in the annual average market price in Estonia or Finland. The average price in the Nord Pool Estonia price area equaled 33.2 euros per MWh, up by just 0.5% compared to 2016. The price differential between Estonia and Finland declined from an already low level to just 0.03 per MWh. In Latvia and Lithuania, in the south, electricity prices declined last year, but the Latvian and Lithuanian prices still remain higher than power prices in Estonia or Finland. The price spreads have, however, substantially declined since the introduction of the Nordbalt power cable between Lithuania and Sweden. Eesti Energia's clean dark spread against the Estonian power price increased to 9 euros per MWh in 2017. While the price of CO2 increased in comparison to 2016, lower cost of oil shale and higher power price implied a growth in the spread for Eesti Energia's generating units. Whereas electricity prices remained more or less unchanged last year, oil prices were much more favorable for producers in 2017 compared to 2016. The average price of Brent increased by 25%, while the price of 1% sulfur content fuel oil grew by 39% year-on-year in euro terms. 1% sulfur content fuel oil is the reference product for the oil that Eesti Energia produces. The spread between Brent and fuel oil was relatively tight in the first half of 2017, but widened somewhat towards the end of the year. Next, let's turn to slide six for a more detailed analysis of Eesti Energia's financial results. The group sales revenues grew by 2%, mainly on the account of higher revenues from shale oil. Revenues from electricity were also slightly higher than in 2016. The result of the distribution segment declined as new lower tariffs took effect from the second half of the year. In terms of EBITDA, higher oil price and higher revenues also translated into higher EBITDA from the shale oil segment. EBITDA from electricity declined by 20 million euros, but the largest factor behind the EBITDA decline compared to 2016 is the other segment, where we had some large positive irregular contributions in 2016, but these were not repeated to the same extent in 2017. Now, Let's look at each of the business segments in greater detail. On slide 8, it can be seen that Eesti Energia's average electricity sales price dropped by 3% in 2017 to 39 euros per MWh. This price also includes a small gain from hedge positions, which impacted the price by 1.1 euros per MWh. Electricity sales volume increased by 5% to 9.4 TWh, owing to higher wholesale volumes. As a result of the price and volume impact, electricity sales revenue grew approximately 1%. It's probably worth explaining that the reported sales volume and sales revenue does not include the result from Auvere power plant to the full extent. Auvere power plant has not yet been accepted from the contractor, so part of its revenues and costs are capitalized in the balance sheet. Specifically, the plant produced about 1.4 TWh of electricity last year, out of which 0.8 TWh was capitalized. The liquidated damages that Eesti Energia receives from General Electric are reflected in the other segment. The slide also displays the hedge positions that the group had as at the end of December for its electricity sales. On slide 9, the factors driving the electricity EBITDA can be seen. There was no single reason behind the decline in EBITDA compared to 2016. Lower margins had a negative impact of 10 million euros, which encompasses both a reduction in average revenue as well as a positive effect from lower variable costs. Higher volumes and the gain from derivatives had a positive impact. Fixed costs were higher in 2017. However, the result was due to adjustments in maintenance schedules and a higher number of maintenance works undertaken in 2017 compared to 2016. The 15 million euro negative effect from other changes mainly related to a change in the accounting for derivative instrument. Whereas in 2016, there was a gain from certain derivatives valued through profit and loss statement. There was no such gain in 2016. All in all, EBITDA from the electricity segment totaled 98 million euros. Next, let's cover the distribution segment, starting with slide 11. As has already been discussed in our quarter reports, distribution tariffs were decreased in the second half of 2017. To clarify, there were in fact two reductions of tariffs. First, a 6.7% decrease in July, and later an additional 2.3% decline that took effect in November. The second 2.3% decrease was due to a reduction in a corresponding decrease in the transmission system operator's tariffs, and is a pass-through item for our distribution business. The average distribution sales price declined by 4%, which is less than the average decrease in the tariffs because the impact was not yet effective for the full year. Higher distribution volumes compensate partly for lower prices, so the segment's revenue declined by 2% to 247 million euros. Network losses totaled 4.7%, which is higher than in 2016, but we expect the increase to be temporary. On slide 12, it can be seen that the reduction in the tariffs also had an impact on EBITDA of the distribution segment. Higher distribution volumes had a positive effect, but in total, the segment EBITDA declined by 5% and amounted to 107 million euros. Now moving on to slide 14, let's look at the results of the shale oil business. The positive oil price backdrop compensated, compared to 2016, meant that the segment's result improved substantially. Both Eesti Energia's shale oil production and sales increased by more than 20% in annual comparison. In 2016, production had been briefly affected by low market prices, whereas there was no such impact in 2017. The group's shale oil production totaled 395,000 tons. The production volume of the newer Enefit 280 plant amounted to 186,000 tons, which is 46% more than a year before on the back of improved operational parameters. The average shale oil sales price increased by 5% to 233 euros per ton. The group had entered into hedge positions that moderated the positive impact of the general market price increase. There are hedge positions in place also for 2018 and 2019, and the quantities and hedge prices can be seen on this slide. Shale oil EBITDA also increased and amounted to 24 million euros in 2017. Margins improved on back of better market prices and lower cost of oil shale. Volumes also had a positive effect on EBITDA. Hedge positions partly held back the positive momentum as hedge price levels were lower than the final average market price. There was also a slight negative effect from higher fixed costs. In total, 2017 can be considered a nice bounce back from the shale oil business. On slide 16, we summarize the revenues and EBITDA from the rest of the products and services, as well as certain transactions of more one-off nature. EBITDA of these other items totaled 87 million euros in 2016, but only 35 million euros in 2017. There are three major items that explain this decrease. Firstly, in 2016, there was a one-off positive effect of 14 million euros from a retroactive reduction of resource charges, but there was no such event in 2017. Secondly, there was the impact from liquidated damages related to our power plant. We received liquidated damages from General Electric both in 2016 as well as in 2017, but the amount was larger in 2016 by 38 million euros. Finally, in the first quarter of 2017, there was a positive impact from the Jordan electricity project, which contributed around 9 million euros to the 2017 result. These are the major factors that explain the result of this other segment. Next, let's discuss the developments in the group cash flow last year. On slide 17, it can be seen that Eesti Energia's operating cash flow exceeded EBITDA by 5 million euros in 2017. The largest component behind this result is the payments of liquidated damages that Eesti Energia received from General Electric. A large share of these liquidated damages were included in EBITDA already in 2016, but the actual payments happened in 2017. A positive effect of 58 million euros appears in last year's working capital. The impact from CO2-related items contributed minus 38 million euros, as we purchased more allowances than needed for 2017 emissions. Cash flow related to derivative instruments contributed a positive of 30 million euros, while the interest paid amounted to 27 million euros in 2017. The profit from the financial close of the Jordan project was recorded in investment cash flow, so it appears as a negative item when analyzing operating cash flow. All in all, operating cash flow equaled 267 million euros in 2017, which exceeds EBITDA and can be considered a very solid result. On the next slide, let's also have a quick look at what contributed to the growth in Eesti Energia's operating cash flow in 2017 compared to 2016. Working capital movements had a positive impact of 124 million euros, out of which 80 million euros is made up of our liquidated damages. Reduction in other types of receivables also had a positive contribution to working capital. The impact from CO2-related items totaled 43 million euros due to a larger quantity of CO2 allowance purchased in 2017. Derivative instruments had a negative contribution to operating cash flow in 2016, but a positive impact in 2017, and the total difference was 44 million euros. In 2017, there were no income tax payments as opposed to 2016, so that's another positive effect to cash flow. In total, operating cash flow increased by 68 million euros in 2017, despite the 63 million reduction in EBITDA in the equivalent period. Let's also look at the investment cash flows on slide 19. Eesti Energia's CapEx amounted to 144 million euros in 2017, which is just a 2% increase compared to a year before. The largest share of investment amount was taken up by the distribution network, where we continued improving the reliability of the grid. Other maintenance investments increased to 28 million euros. When talking about the development projects, around 10 million euros were invested in a project to increase the capability of burning retort gas in one of the power blocks. The total cost of the project is expected to be around 15 million euros. Regarding Auvere, the additional filters have now been installed by General Electric, and the plant has passed the majority of the tests that are needed for acceptance. There are, however, still some milestones that need to be passed before the plant is transferred by GE to Eesti Energia. This is currently expected to happen in the second quarter of 2018. Starting with slide 20, let's also have a quick view at Eesti Energia's liquidity and funding. You can see that as a result of healthy operating cash flow and moderate investments, the balance of cash and cash equivalents increased to 299 million euros at the end of the year. The liquidity level has turned out to be somewhat higher than expected, as some of the CapEx, including final payments for Auvere and Tootsi Wind Farm project, have been delayed. On the other hand, this means that we are well prepared for the upcoming bond repayment later this year. In addition to existing cash, there are revolving credit facilities in place with SEB and OP Bank should any unexpected liquidity needs arise. With regards to funding and leverage metrics on slide 21, the group's net debt to EBITDA ratio stood at 2.2 as at the end of the year, which is unchanged from 2016. While the group's EBITDA has declined, there has also been a corresponding decline in the level of net debt. Eesti Energia's credit ratings stand at BBB flat from S&P with negative outlook and Baa3 from Moody's with stable outlook. We have a Eurobond maturing this year, but our base case is that there is no refinancing required, and we will be able to redeem it out of our existing cash. Finally, let's also look at the outlook for 2018. It is estimated that in 2018, the group sales revenue will grow by more than 5%, while EBITDA will decline by more than 5%. Excluding the one-off positive effects in 2017, such as liquidated damages from Auvere and the Jordan project, EBITDA is expected to remain at the same level as in 2017. Investments are forecasted to grow in 2017 as some of the maintenance investments have been postponed to this year, and we have also budgeted higher capex for developments, including final payments from for Auvere. It should also be noted that once we accept Auvere power plant from a contractor, the costs and revenues will no longer be capitalized and will fully run through the income statement. This implies about 55 to 60 million euros increase of costs. To sum up, 2017 was a year which was characterized by a slight increase in revenues, EBITDA declined, but the reason was primarily a positive one-off effects in 2016, which pushed up the baseline for the comparison. Investments were flat as payments for some development projects were delayed, and this also supported Eesti Energia's liquidity and leverage profile. We are now to take any questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'll begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And one moment for the first question, please. And there are no questions.
If there are no questions, then I conclude this presentation. And the next time we are going to present the results is for the first quarter of 2018 at the end of April. Thank you.